Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, telling them the stories that I hear as I travel around the world, listening to children who, at bedtime, tell me their stories. This evening, I was visiting with a young man, and he was 5 years old. And he said, "Mr. Candle, my little brother is sick. How can I help him?" And I said, "Well, James, the best way that you can help your little brother is to do everything you can to make it easy on your mommy. Because your mommy is working very hard to take care of everything and take care of your little brother." "But, Mr. Candle, I want to do something to help my little brother." "Yes, I can help my mommy. I want to help my mommy, and I want to do nice things for my mommy, too. But I want to help my little brother. What can I do to help him?" Well, James, to help your little brother means that you start to think good thoughts about your little brother. Now, what's your little brother's name? Peter? Okay, James. Peter is a little guy, and he's having some problems. We don't need to know what the problems are. It's not a matter of what the problem is. We want to see him whole and perfect. We want to see him well, right? Yes, Mr. Cattle. Yes, I want to see him whole and perfect. My little brother is so wonderful. Peter is so wonderful. Mr. Candle, can we make him well? Well, James, our thoughts are a powerful thing. And if we have good thoughts about other people in the world and other things and ourselves, then these good thoughts come about and make something happen. What do you mean they make something happen? Well, if we have bad thoughts in our mind, we bring bad thoughts into our experience. "Oh, Mr. Candle, I didn't know that." Yes, we do. And if we have good thoughts in our mind, we bring good thoughts into our experience. "Oh, Mr. Candle, that sounds so good. That sounds like something I can do." Yes, James, it's something you can do. It's something that you can do very well because, James, you are a brilliant boy. Does that help to be brilliant? No, it doesn't help be brilliant, but it's fun. And James, you are fun. Yeah, I know, Mr. Candle. I like having lots of fun. I like doing neat things. I like, Mr. Candle, how can I help my brother? Well, James, every time you think of Peter as being whole and perfect. But he's not, Mr. Candle. He's sick. He's so sick, the doctor comes in, and we had him in the hospital for a while, and then we brought him home, and the doctor says, "It's not too good." Well, whoever told you the doctor said it was not so good? Well, I listened at the door when the doctor was talking to Mommy. Well, James, you should never listen to the door. You should never peek. You should never stick your nose in something that's none of your business. Now, James, do you want Peter to be whole and perfect right now? Oh, yes. Is Peter whole and perfect right now? No. Well, what do you mean, James? No. Well, he's sick. He's got to have pills. He's got to have all sorts of stuff. I don't know what all he has to have, but he's sick, Mr. Cattle. He is sick. Now, Peter is not sick. Peter is whole and perfect. This is the thought you want in your heart and your mind all the time, James. This is the idea. You want Peter to be whole and perfect, right, James? You want Peter to be up and around and having fun with you and doing all the things that he did before, right? Yeah, well, I'm 5, and Peter is 4, and we do a lot of stuff together. I know, that's what brothers are for to do a lot of stuff together. Now, James, what do you think about Peter? Can you see Peter as he is whole and perfect? Oh, sure, I see him running around with me, having a lot of fun, doing good stuff. Well, now, that's the thought you always want to have in your mind when you think about Peter. You want to think about him running around with you, having fun with you, doing good things. See him whole and perfect. And in your heart, Peter will be whole and perfect. In your heart, Peter will express exactly what you have in your heart about him, James. Now, it's up to you. It's up to you how you want to do this. Now, you don't make Peter whole and perfect, James. You don't make him something that he is not, or you don't make things happen. All you do, James, is you put a cause in motion for something you want. Well, what's this cause in motion, Mr. Candle? What do you mean by a cause? Well, a cause is something like, Peter, if you be a good boy, you get some ice cream. Now, that's a cause, and Peter's going to say, oh, boy, I like ice cream, so I'm going to be a good boy. Well, now, if I say to you, James, Peter is whole and perfect, when we can see him whole and perfect all the time. But he's not, Mr. Candle. He's sick. James, somebody in this family has to look beyond what they can see right now. They have to look beyond the appearances. They have to look beyond what they can see. Now, James, you have a friend down the street. His name was Arnold. Remember? And you'd go visit Arnold all the time. You two were buddies. I know. Yeah, Arnold's a good guy. Well, remember when he was sick? Yeah. And remember when he was taken to the hospital? Yeah. And remember when he came home? Yeah. And remember when he came home and you said, oh, Arnold, it's so good to see you. Arnold, you're wonderful. Arnold, you're fantastic. Arnold, I love you. And what did Arnold say? Arnold said, James, you're my best friend. You're always there for me. James, I knew you believed I was whole and perfect. I knew you believed I was well. I knew you believed I wasn't sick. And I knew that you, James, thinking good thoughts for me, help me to be whole, to be perfect, to be well again. Remember that, James? Remember? Yeah, I remember. And I also know what you're thinking, Mr. Candle. What am I thinking, James? You're thinking that if I can think good thoughts for Arnold and have Arnold get out of bed and come and play with me again, I can think good thoughts for Peter, and Peter can be whole and perfect again, too. Well, that's true. That's true. Oh, Mr. Candle, is that really true? If that's really true, Mr. Candle, why don't all people do that? All people do that, James, but sometimes they do it against, like being sick, and sometimes they do it like before, saying that they're perfect, saying that they're whole, saying they're well again. Now, I like to be in the camp that says they're well again. I like to be in the area where people are all saying they're well, they're whole and perfect, they're well, they're well, they're well. What about you, James? What area do you want to be in? You want to be in with the people who say they're well and they're fantastic and they're good? Or do you want to be in the group of people who say, they're sick and they're going to die and they're going to also... Well, Mr. Candle, what do you think I want to be in? Where do you think I want to be? I want to be where they're healthy, where they're good, where they're whole. Oh, that's right, Peter. And we'll see that for Peter. And that's right. That's exactly what you want to do. Now, James, when you see Peter, how do you see him? Oh, my buddy, my brother, he's whole and perfect, he's good. That's right, James. Always see Peter whole and perfect. Always see Peter well. And always see all of your other friends, whoever they may be, whether they're your parents or your family or your friends, always see them how. Well, whole and perfect, Mr. Candle, whole and perfect. That's right, James, whole and perfect, because that's all that matters, isn't it? Yes, Mr. Candle, that's all that matters. And that's what I'm going to do, starting right now. I see my brother Peter well. I see my brother Peter playing with me. I see my brother Peter happy and whole. And I tell Mommy, Mommy, when Peter gets back out of the hospital, can we play? Sure. Mommy, can we have things together? Sure. Mommy, is Daddy happy that Peter is well again? Yeah. Mommy, is Daddy happy Peter is well again? Oh, yes, he is. He sure is, and I am too. Mommy, were you believing in appearances for just a little while? Maybe so, but I don't ever want to believe in appearances. I want to believe in the truth. Mommy always came up with the right answer, because Mommy loves us all so very much. She wants to see the truth about us. And though we go through experiences where we are not seeing the truth, we can always go back and see it again. Oh, Mr. Candle, it's so nice to have somebody like you to talk to. I'm so glad you come and visit me. And I'm so glad you're in my world, Mr. Candle. Mr. Candle, you're something special. You're something very wonderful. Mr. Candle, I love you. I love you. I love you. Well, James, I love you too. Now, James, do you see who's coming through that door over there? That's Mr. Sandman. He's got pixie dust that he's going to sprinkle all over you. And you're going to be out there playing with your friend, your buddy, your brother. You and Peter are going to be jumping around and running around just as happy and healthy as can be. And Mr. Sandman's going to help you have happy dreams about that. Are you ready? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mommy, come tuck me in. I'm ready. Daddy, come tuck me in. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Oh, thank you, Mr. Sandman. Thank you, Mr. Candle. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, world. Now, James, I'll be back to visit you another time. But for now, have a wonderful life and enjoy Peter with all your heart. And know, James, that I love you. I love you. I love you.